Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Kim Kardashian's shocking COVID confession.
North and I kept feeling really sick.
Then is Diddy shooting his shot with J-Lo and does he stand a chance? Plus, J-Wow tells us why she'll never watch her friend Kyle Richards on TV.
It actually made me stop watching her show.
Happy Friday and welcome to Shady Pop. I'm joined again by Liliana Vasquez and super producer and creator of Love and Hip Hop, two things I am not good at, Mona Scott Young, everybody. All right, we got our drinks, honey. It is 8 a.m.
And really?
It's a good cocktail.
Do we all have drinks, Justin?
No, we're going to find a mocktail at the commercial break.
Mm-hmm. I'll just keep sipping on my water.
Enjoy your water, honey. Mm-hmm. Let me get to...
Should we do a toast before I take a sip?
Yes, let's do a toast.
To our guest.
Oh, yes. My God. Thank you so much.
Woo-hoo. It's been such a pleasure.
Bottoms up.
And let me toast to Diddy, because he is kicking off the show today. He is trying to get his old thing back, honey. Take a look at this throwback photo Diddy posted on his IG. Now, he has some support in his corner, but there are also some haters too in the stands. You guys, looking at this photo, looking at this caption, do you really think Diddy wanted J-Lo back?
I think Diddy was like, I'm getting on this action. I don't know what you all think you're doing without me. I'm up in this.
Hello.
Okay?
Hello. You know?
No, but that's my guy. I love him to death. But yeah, he's the master marketer.
Uh-huh.
So he sees an opportunity.
Yes.
And he jumps right in.
You know what? Lily, I don't know if you took this course, but it's called Intro to Men 101.
Ooh,
you know,
I did.
It's Shady Friday.
Shady Friday.
He's leading the show.
I was confused. Okay, but I get it. Go.
You know, there's a course called Intro to Men 101.
Tell me all about it.
And when you're single, man don't want you. But the minute you get in another relationship and you finally put in that relationship on Facebook,
facts,
all of a sudden,
facts,
they want to be in your DMs talking about, hey, big head, what's been happening?
Mm-hmm.
It always happens that way. Diddy and J-Lo have been in the same city for the last 2 months.
Have not even thought about each other.
No.
And this isn't the first time that he's tried to get a little messy and a little petty with her.
No.
Do you remember when he left the emojis under that abs photo of her a few months ago when she was dating A-Rod and he sparked a whole conversation? He loves a mess.
I feel
he
like he's having
mess.
Fun. They probably have this like back and forth. I feel like Diddy's just having fun. Let him live.
He likes it.
Yes.
By the way, if Diddy really shot his shot, you know it would be over for Ben.
Slam dunk.
You think so?
It would be
slam
over
dunk.
For
absolutely.
Ben.
So if he came back and was like, listen, let's go back to whatever year that was, 1999, when we were like in the clubs.
Before the shooting.
Before she spent 14 hours in jail.
Yes.
That this Bennifer thing was not real?
No, y'all decided.
No, we
y'all
decided.
The games.
I decided.
No, the
Mona
games are still
decided.
In.
Hashtag Jitty.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Should we start that today?
Hashtag Jitty. Yes.
We should start that today. Well, you guys, you know it's Shady Fridays. And you know when we drink, we get petty. So we went back in the vault and we found this interview from J-Lo back in 2014. Take a look at what we dug up.
Y'all are bad.
You look in the ocean, you see two people floating. You can only pull up one. You see Ben Affleck. And you see Diddy.
I'm like, what the f- now? I'm just
Big
joking.
Boy TV.
Ben,
she's serious.
Healthy, you know I love you.
Ooh.
Y'all.
Good for her.
But, yeah.
Self-preservation.
Good for her.
Yes.
But 7 years changes a lot. You know, you're a different woman. They're different men. Mm-hmm. I just sometimes, I'm like you, Mona. I don't like to go back into the files.
I'm just saying, there's a reason why we are no longer. Mm-hmm. So why are we going back to that?
Yeah, and she
Keep
was
it
in,
moving.
Didn't she say she was in a lot of pain in that relationship? There was, like, a lot of tears. There was jail time. I mean, that...
I mean, but they were young. I do... listen, I'm half kidding because so much has happened. Diddy is a completely different man. She, of course, has, you know, been through a lot of relationships.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know, maybe now's the time. Timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
Yes.
And the man has changed his name four times.
Four times. And now he's
love.
Brother Love.
Brother Love. Mm-hmm.
Brother Love.
Well, Diddy, get in on that love. Speaking of, Mike, the situation Sorrentino and his wife, Lauren, welcome love into their life with Romeo Rain, the baby that we have all been waiting for. And yes, he's already has his own Instagram account, so you don't have to worry. Now, just minutes before the big news was announced, Liliana caught up with his Jersey Shore castmates, and JWoww talked about her friendship with Kyle Richards and why she will never watch her show. Ooh, that's shady.
We've been friends for about 9 years. We met on a Fox diving show years ago, and I actually went to, I think, two of her Christmas parties, but we did like a few appearances together. I always call her like my mom in reality TV. I look up to her. She's so sweet. It actually made me stop watching her show because I like her for her, and I don't want to see her in any other way, which I'm sure like... It can come off different on camera. Obviously, we know. So I love her so much.
Mona, you have a lot of friends that have reality shows.
Yes.
Nine of out of 10, you've given it to them.
Okay, yes.
Do you have a hard time watching your friends on their shows?
Sometimes. I mean, every once in a while. Like, Yandy's a good example, right? She was my protege. I call her my firstborn. And seeing some of the things that she had to go through, but then, you know, wanting her to, like, just go in there and own your story.
Yeah.
Just own your narrative. You know, they're going to talk about you anyway. Just go in there and do it your way. Tell your story yourself.
100%.
So I actually support that ability to, you know, get on reality and do it your way.
Well, and also as a creator and a producer, you know that what ends up on TV, what we as the viewer see as the final product, is just such a small representation.
Exactly.
So you have an understanding for the business. But hello, you are so close with Kyle. Do you watch her on Housewives?
Oh, I have to.
You have to.
We talk about the episode before it airs because, you know, of course, we got to talk. I mean, the gay has to go over and we got to talk about the fashion.
Wait, so what goes down the night before the episode between the two of you?
You know, it used to be a tradition where we would get the DVD because normally in a reality show, you give the DVD to the cast a few days before so they can collect their thoughts and they could be
Don't
hit
say
with...
that because we don't do that.
Oh, you guys...
they watch it on the same basis as the rest of the world.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like how you run things.
Yeah.
Well, it's only because you don't want them spinning themselves into a tizzy.
Correct.
And thinking that there's an opportunity to change anything.
Yeah.
At that point, it's done.
For sure, you know? It's done. And normally when you get the Real Housewives DVD, it's locked. And they tell you it's locked.
This is just to watch.
This is just to watch. Because
and torture yourself.
Yeah, torture yourself.
Knowing what the rest
days.
Of the world is about to
yes.
see.
Yes. You know? So for us, we just watch and we talk. And for me, I always get, I can watch her on TV. I can't look at the comments for her.
Mm.
Because I know what people are going to say. And, you know, sometimes she'll call me and be like, this happened. And I'd be like, ooh, girl, Black Twitter is about to come for your ass, honey. So get prepared. And it just.
But do you ever give advice about what to do in a situation? Like, next time you get in that scene, make
Don't
sure
do
you...
This.
Oh, my God, yes. It's a situation room, honey. Like, if something goes down, it's like, if I get a phone call and she says, oh, it was bad, I'm like, I'll be at your house in 45
exactly.
minutes.
Exactly. Let's strategize.
Let's strategize. Yes, because I feel like, you know, a girl is as only as good as her gay, and a gay is only as good as his girl.
Only as good as her husband.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I built this house, honey.
Right.
If you take it down, I'm going with you.
I'm going with you. Don't ruin me.
Don't ruin me.
You out here representing for us both. Yes.
All day, every day.
And does she take your advice?
All the time. I've never steered her wrong. But she's also very strong-willed, and she knows, and she always just follows her heart. And she just needs somebody to be like, yes, that's
so those are your words and actions we're watching.
Yes.
Here's
what I need to know. Let's say there's an issue or a hot topic on the show. It happens. There's going to be fallout. You see one side of it. Mauricio sees the other side of it. In that battle, does the husband win or does the husband win?
Well, if it came to money and real estate.
Oh, yeah, it's husband all day long.
When it comes to reality TV,
this one right here. This one.
It's the gay man's.
Right here.
Yes, I'm Simone Biles in that situation.
Triple backflip.
Yes.
Done. Look, Carrie shrugged. It's hard, though, because when we first. Oh, my God, I'm giving y'all all the tea.
We want the inside
track.
I need to know what happens behind the
scenes. Because that's a big friendship to Carrie. Like, you know, my friends are like, whatever, like, our problems happen in private, but you're very close with somebody whose life is unfolding on television. There's so much interest in her, but you love her as a person, not as a character on a reality TV show. So this is fascinating. No,
but you're invested in her perception, so you gotta make sure it stays intact.
I also want people to see her for who she really is. And I think a lot of times, when you're a child actress, when you're a star of a reality show, sometimes you feel like you have to carry that show, and you have to kind of get out of pocket because you're making a show. And for her, I'm just like, I want people to see the funny you. I want people to see the loving you. And a lot of times, you're dealing with five cast members in only 42 minutes. That's tough, you know?
And you can't control the crazy from the other cast members.
No. And literally, when we used to do, like, the interviews at the house, I would hear a question, because my mind works like a producer, and I know what they're trying to lead her into. I would knock my foot three times,
right above her?
I would right above her.
By the way, you are Mona's worst nightmare. Right, Mona?
No, like, you're as the person, like, you know, like.
Shut the fuck up.
She's like, can we remove this person from this house? He's interfering with our scene and our production right now.
I cannot believe I just gave all the tea. Barrymore is spilling her own tea, a confession about getting married. Plus, is deleting text messages considered cheating? We're getting into it next.
Absolutely.
No. We're going to fight on this one. We are going to fight.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In today's Pop of Love. Now, you guys know I am not in a serious relationship, right? What if I came to work on Monday and told y'all I got married? That's basically what Drew Barrymore did to her Boys on the Side co-star Whoopi Goldberg. Drew just aired a best of episode that reminded us about this wild ass confession.
Sidebar, when I had to show up on the set of Boys on the Side and tell you I got married over the weekend, I was talk about shame. I was like, yeah, no, I wasn't really talking about this guy last week, but I'm married to him now. So happy Monday.
Y'all, you guys, Drew.
She's so cute.
By the way, Drew was just 19 years old when that happened. She married 31-year-old Jeremy Thomas, a bar owner she had dated for just 6 weeks. They later divorced 2 months later. I have to know, what's the quickest you've ever gotten in a relationship with somebody? Like, quickest that you've ever gotten serious? Because I dated a guy who told me he loved me on the second night.
That's a lot.
And I got caught in the rapture because I'd never done it before.
He love bombed you.
He love bombed me. And I was like, great.
I'm here for it.
Yeah,
explode.
I was 30. I was like, this is never going to happen to me again. Let me see where this is going to go. Obviously, it exploded. But
now that I think about it, I think it happened on that flight with my husband.
Yes.
Really?
Because he annoyed the hell out of me when we boarded the plane. And then by the time we landed,
You were in love. And you knew at that moment.
I felt like I knew that there was this connection that I'd never felt before. Didn't know we were going to get married and have kids and be together forever and ever. But there was like that something that you can't put your finger on. Oh, that I guess is love.
Yes.
Okay, yes. So that flight, like, my feelings changed over the course. So that might have to go down as
that's fast.
Did you make it to the Mile High Club, Mona?
No,
she's like, not on that flight.
Not on that flight.
That was a later flight on a private plane.
Ask me about the Uber ride to the house.
Yes.
You got dirty in an Uber.
Back then.
we go back and Mona's on Taxicab Confessions, and like she didn't know she was gonna be Mona Scott at the time. Do you guys
Mona
remember
Scott
Taxicab
Young.
Confessions?
I was Mona Scott
I
back
love
then.
That show. Mm.
He's the young.
I love it. Now wait, you guys are both in relationships, so the next question is for you. Mm-hmm. How do you define cheating? Can it be as simple as deleting your texts? A TikTok user sparked a debate after explaining her views, saying cheating isn't always flirting, kissing, or more. If you're deleting your messages or you don't leave your phone with your partner, you go into panic mode and they're already there, that is cheating. Do you guys agree that deleting text messages is cheating?
My therapist told me that any omission is betrayal.
Bam! Bam!
Ooh. Uh-huh. I paid a lot of money for that therapist.
It's still a lie.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm sorry. I know this for a fact. Sometimes people send you some naughty ass things, and I just don't want that on my phone. And if you go looking for something.
But then you should be like, look what somebody sent me. I'm about to delete it.
Yeah, exactly. Not like, can you believe this
person? After you deleted it and I can't verify.
Yes.
Well, y'all
what
are women. But y'all are women. And you're going to be like, the first question is, well, why would Rashonda send you that text anyway? What you told her.
What kind of relationship you all got that she thought that was okay?
Exactly.
And that's the scary part. That's where we are like, you know what? I'm just going to delete it because this is not worth the fight. And sometimes I'm a 33-year-old man. I will omit things if it's not going to help our relationship or better us.
But is it not going to help the relationship or is it not going to help you? And there's a distinction there.
Is it going to make life easier for you?
Exactly. Exactly.
Because guess what? Deleting that text didn't help the relationship.
It didn't. It helped you. It
served
you.
Well, first and foremost, if you're in a relationship where you feel like you got to read your man's text messages, you shouldn't be in that relationship.
You're not in a good relationship anyway.
Wait, do you believe in emotional cheating? Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think?
An emotional affair, to me, would be hard to get over.
Emotional affair is worse than a physical affair.
I agree.
Because now you've given a piece of yourself.
Yes.
And not a physical piece. An emotional piece. A piece of your soul.
Yeah.
100%. So
that's worse.
Let me ask you a question. Would you leave a man if he had an emotional affair? As opposed to a physical. Could you oversee a physical affair?
Probably faster than an emotional one.
I would get over it
faster. Because a physical one is just a need to release. Let's just call it that, right? And emotion is a connection.
Right.
It's like they're in your head.
You're thinking about them in
your sleep. Like, that's a problem.
They're sharing their heart with another person. Like, that
their
to me.
Their thoughts, their dreams.
Everything, their joy,
their
fears.
Aspirations.
That to me is the worst kind of cheating or betrayal.
Absolutely.
Like, no, I'm saying they're all bad.
Yes.
But if I could choose, I was going to be cheated on. Mm-hmm. I would say one time physical, I will work to get over it. It won't be easy. But the emotional stuff, that would linger
was
with me
four
forever.
Was it Four Weddings and a Funeral? Was that the movie where I just remember that line where they were like, do you think they're sleeping together? No, worse, they're talking. You know what I'm saying?
They have brunch.
Yes, exactly.
No brunch.
You know when you like go through your head about what would happen if you were ever cheated on? Like, I always thought I would be Angela Bassett in Waiting
Burning.
To Exhale, burn all of this shit, like, you know, in the corset and having the moment and cutting my hair off after.
Not huddled in the fetal position, sucking your thumb.
Exactly.
You know?
And it happened to me. And I have to say, it was one of the, I was so calm, oddly, but I felt like because he told me what had happened and it was something that was pure physical and it just came out of the blue and it wasn't somebody he was talking to, I shocked myself in knowing. I always knew I would be the crazy one. But
was it that snapped calm?
Yes.
Mm, I understand.
Uh-huh.
Here.
And you might want to sleep at your home
take
tonight.
A nap.
Yes.
Change your
locks
and your keys.
You guys, coming up, Megan, and MGK. We are breaking down the hottest fashions from the iHeartRadio Music Awards. Plus, can you guess who these cakes belong to? We'll have the answer after the break.
I told y'all not to show that photo. Patrick is not going to be happy that I'm on TV.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You guys, welcome back. Now, before the break, we asked you if you can guess who's carrying around these little Debbies. All right? Any last guesses? By the way, I love a rich woman because she's trying to figure out where she is by the grass. She's like, that grass looks like East Hampton. It couldn't be Italy.
To be corrected, that actually looks more like Amagansett to me.
Oh, yeah.
More so than East Hampton. But I don't know where she is, and I don't know who this is, but this person is laying in a beautiful... I mean, I just want that ass.
It's Lady Gaga, y'all.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, really?
I know she's got tight buns.
She looks amazing.
She looks great.
Amazing.
She looks awesome. And I love that she is nearly naked, just like the stars last night at the iHeart Radio Awards. Right, you saw that, right?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
saw
yeah.
me turn that
card.
What I'm not going to do is talk about a woman's butt on this show for more than 2 minutes. Erin Lynn Rhodes caught up with Usher, who hosted the show on Fox. And it was Boys Night Out for Robin Thicke and his son, who's already has his eyes on the ladies. Let me get some more of that drink.
I can't explain the emotions that are running through me right now. Just simply being able to host this is amazing.
Please talk to me about your Vegas residency. I don't know why, but I'm imagining like water falling from the ceiling and
all
like,
over my body. Yeah,
yeah, is that happening?
If that's your fantasy.
Is it Boys Night Out tonight?
It is. It's father-son adventures, daddy and me.
Okay,
at
and
the awards.
Who are you starstruck by? I mean, we've seen a lot of big stars here tonight.
Her.
Yeah, and I got to hug Megan Thee Stallion, so that was very fun.
Yeah.
Dad, you are.
Everybody's coming early.
He was like, I got to hug Meg Thee Stallion. I'm like, ooh, Robin, that's your son.
Oh, yeah. Because
you love a black woman,
he
honey.
Love the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He love the chocolate. Now, after a year of joggers and loungewear, we were all living for the fashion. And it was another sexy date night for Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. She showed up in a pink jumpsuit, and he went with an edgy metallic short suit with pink details to match his woman. What do you guys think of this one?
I mean, can they stay home one night?
I am so happy you said it.
I'm sorry. I'm
Thank
cranky.
You.
I'm just pregnant and cranky, okay? That's just me.
Thank you.
And they're having a lot of sex. I'm not. It's fine, okay? So I don't know. Can they just stay home?
I want to miss them. I want to miss them.
But they've been together for a long time.
No, they haven't.
It feels like a long time because we've seen them
you
so
see
much.
You see every this moment.
New? This is like 6 months new. She just got divorced from Brian Austin Green.
I don't even know if...
That's right. Yes, you're very right.
I don't even know. You know what?
Let's Listen, my motto is let them live, and why do his nails look better than hers?
Why is he putting them out?
Mona's like, that's not okay in my relationship.
Yeah.
My man cannot have better nails than me.
You know why? Because she is fluent in acrylic.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He had to get on her level and talk.
Oh, yes. Got it. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Doja Cat brought the drama in a flowy, see-through dress. Was it too sexy or was it just the right amount?
Oh no, this is Brandon Maxwell and this is art. This is like art in motion.
And she's wearing it.
Absolutely.
She's
stunning. I saw this and I thought, no question, best dressed last night. And so perfect. I love like the little panty detail with the shoe.
And it looks tasteful, even though it's all sheer. It still looks classy.
I want to wear this in my maternity photo shoot. I think she'll-
That would be beautiful.
Right?
That would really be beautiful.
I saw this and I thought, she's never looked better. She's so stunning.
I want to wear this after I eat a burrito. We would look the same probably. Meg Thee Stallion rocked a barely there gold cutout mini dress, and we can see why Robin Thicke's son was really happy about that hug. You guys,
also
this woman.
Wow. She is built like a stallion.
100%.
So she is like she can wear that.
She can wear that. I love that she's 5'10", and she's like, I don't care. I'm gonna put on some heels anyway.
Statuesque.
And rock this out. There's something about. And I don't want to say it because I have it, but when the melanin hits the gold in the right hue, with
it's
the right bioall,
right.
When you get that cocoa butter with it, you know what I mean?
The right sheen.
It's the right
glow.
Sheen.
Yes.
She just
She gives it every time. Mm-hmm. She gives it.
Her body is incredible.
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 Lil Nas X wore a shimmery iridescent suit, accessorized with silver earrings, white platform boots, and a tiny bag.
And a tiny white purse.
A little tiny little purse that he borrowed from Lizzo.
This one's bigger. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, my favorite.
I like his eyeshadow. It matches the iridescent outfit.
You know what? If I had that body, I would show it off. I would be a member of Drew Hill.
Yeah.
Walking with my shirt open. I would be like in a 90s BET like video. I'm just loving that Lil Nas X is feeling like he can and is empowered.
And he does.
And he does.
And he does.
And that's what I love about him. Well, you guys, up next, Annalyn McCord joins us live. We're talking about her new movie and why she might run up on Meghan Markle when she sees her at the supermarket.
What?
Yeah, girl, it's drama.
Ellis, may I remind you that you're still under review?
Come on.
Look, you punched an officer in the face. You broke his damn nose.
He grabbed my ass. He's lucky I didn't break something else.
Look, the boys aren't used to working with a woman in your position.
Well, I'm sure the boys will get over it.
Back for more Daily Pop is a whole new Annalyn McCord, everybody.
Ooh,
yes. By the way, that was you and your new movie, Feral State.
Yes.
I gotta ask you, you know, how long did it take Hollywood to start taking you as not just the sexy one, to start taking you serious?
I'll let you know when they do.
But is it hard to convince producers that you can do roles like this?
Oh, it is. I mean, it's very hard. I had actually worked with the writer-director on a different project, and the director of that project was the one who recommended me to him, and he was like, oh yeah. Like, oh yeah, I'm an actual actress, y'all.
And I can do it.
I can do it.
Did you ever surprise yourself, like on this set, getting into characters this deep?
Well, it's interesting because I've always played the bad girl,
yes,
as you know.
And we
I'm
loved
very
it.
Good at the salacious bad girl. But this was interesting because she is layered, but the bad girls are like salacious and the layers are just, you know, yummy and fun. You have to find the nuance with good people.
100%.
You know? But she does have a little twist in there where there's at the towards the end of the film, you don't expect what Detective Ellis is up to behind the scenes. So,
I mean, I love some true crime.
Yes.
Now, speaking of bad girls, because when you were on 90210, it seemed like you and Shanae had a huge falling out and there was a huge feud. But now you guys are on a podcast together. How the hell did you two make up? Because it's not very often that two girls from a hit show ever make up. People are still fighting.
People do still fight. And that's one of the points of our whole thing here with Unzipped is come unzip with us. And in a culture that has a lot of shame going on, we're trying to talk about redemption. We're like, listen, we did hate each other for 5 years. I wanted to smash her in the face half the time. And I probably talked to a lot of, you know, SH in the makeup hair trailer about her, and same with her to me. And now we're fine because people can grow.
Yeah.
People can elevate.
People can do it.
Change. We just have to want that for ourselves. And we have to be able to be open to that as a society.
It's so interesting because I always feel like when two girls kind of get into it, two women get into it on a set or at a job, there's normally a third party involved.
However, did you know this, Justin?
No, it is always a third party involved.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you guys both figure it out while doing this podcast?
We literally never spoke about our feud until the night before the podcast. And I was like, do you remember this happened? And she's like, that's the reason that I hated you. And I was like, wait, what? I wasn't even a part of this. Are you kidding me? And we literally hashed it out the next day on the podcast for the first time in 13 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
Of a feud, and it was all about a misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding.
Oh my God, I can't even deal with it. My next question is so important because I know a lot of times people deal with mental health things and they don't even realize it.
Yeah.
You were diagnosed with
DID, dissociative identity disorder. And it's, you know, one of the big points of this, and I'm so glad you're talking about this on E here, you know, today,
yes,
because it's, you can still have a beautiful life after a diagnosis, after trauma, after these things, and these DID, dissociative identity disorder, was wrongfully labeled multiple personality disorder, which is why I'm speaking out about it, because my industry is the one that screwed everybody up on it. Yes. It's like, I'm not a bunch of different personalities. I'm not suddenly British with tea at high noon. although I did do that somewhat. Okay. it was fragmented parts of my identity. Because I had severe trauma and my mind wanted to protect me.
Yeah.
And that's what so much of this is. So many mental health things are actually protection-based and the coping mechanisms actually don't help us anymore. So getting the help you need, for me, it was realizing, wow, there's extremes in my life. I mean, I was extremely sexual and then come to find out I had sexual abuse trauma.
Wow.
Like, sometimes you'll be extremely asexual and you won't, and when you look at extremes, that's when you know there's something up. Because when you're neurotypical, you're kind of a little left or a little right of center, but not too far.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I always tell people the best thing to do when you're dealing with mental health is get it diagnosed, because if you don't know a name, you can't really help yourself. And we have so many people out there who are undiagnosed with things that they don't even know about.
No, absolutely. And I love the film because there's this theme here, right? So there's a bunch of kids on the street, and you have to think about, how do people end up where they end up?
Yeah.
Individuals experiencing homelessness, how do they end up there? What happened, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of that is mental health issues. These kids that are taken in, you know, by this kind of cult leader, Ronnie Jean Blevins, is like creepy. He steals the film. But he takes them in because they're looking for family. And this is where depression, anxiety, all these things, when we don't have love. It's as simple and cliche as love. We just need more love in this world.
Oh my God, you guys, we do need more love in this world. And you guys need to check out Feral State. It is out now in select theaters. Buy those tickets, go get that popcorn. And it's also available on digital platforms and VOD. Thank you so much, Anna Lynn McCourt, for being here. You are the best.
I wish I could hug you.
I know, oh my God. You guys, coming up, is Heidi Klum's daughter getting a leg up on the America's Got Talent judge? I am literally so drunk right now, it's not even funny. The judges are spilling all the behind the scenes secrets. Take my drink, plus one final confession from the Friends reunion, what the cast will never do again. That's coming up.
Ooh.
Thank you for talking about that on the show.
Thank you for creating a space.
Welcome back. It's the Friday edition of the Hollywood Minute. Kim Kardashian opens up about her COVID drama. During last night's Keeping Up on E!, Kim shared that son Saint got the virus while she was studying for round two of the baby bar. Then it spread.
We test our kids once a week because they go to school. So someone at school tested positive and my son was around them. North and I kept feeling really sick. We took tests right before I went to bed, and when I woke up in the morning, the tests, you know, came back positive.
And your first look at the Gossip World revival is finally here. The new series starts streaming in July on HBO Max.
You've gotten so comfortable thinking you're in control that you forgot one thing. I can see you.
Yes, XOXO Gossip Girl. And this is it, Friends stands. Courteney Cox revealed at the end of Friends, the reunion on HBO Max, that it's the last time they'll reunite publicly. So rude on a Friday, but she and Jen Aniston agreed they won't wait so long to have dinner together. And that, my friends, is your Hollywood Minute. All right, last year, Simon Cowell broke his back in a bike accident. Now he's telling us how horrific it really was and how he's doing now.
It was horrific at the beginning, but then it was fine. I missed everyone.
We all missed him.
Simon Cowell is back after breaking his back.
That was a horror show. He's lucky to be alive. He's lucky to be standing. He's lucky to be walking. He looks better than he's ever looked.
He looks incredible.
Not that we recommend breaking your back to look better,
no.
But he does.
Do not try this at home, okay?
Yeah.
Now Simon's ready for season 16 of America's Got Talent, and Sophia's ready for a second chance.
They think it's all my fault that happened what happened last season, but no, it was Simon's fault. He was the one who fell down, and also Heidi got sick. Yeah. We all thought that she had COVID. It was very dramatic, but it was a lot of fun for me.
I can't wait to see you turn into a star.
The stage is yours.
Make the next 2 minutes count.
The show's a bit more wacky this year.
Yes.
I would say I was surprised because I thought, you know, coming out of COVID, everybody would be really miserable. But no. Actually, it's the opposite. I mean, they've all come out going, you know,
ready to just, go.
Yeah, like ready
people
to go.
People want to have fun. People want to be happy.
Amazing golden buzzers, actually.
I thought you were amazing. We're going to do something we've never done.
And watch out for a future AGT star.
My daughter, my youngest, 11 years old, she borderline wants to come and perform here on this stage.
Really?
She wants to now be a pop star. So yeah, if she would want to, and that is her passion, her dream, I'm not gonna say no.
Look, I'm guessing the girl's got some skills because her dad is Grammy winner Seal, okay? And season 16 of America's Got Talent starts June 1st on NBC. Now, after the break, we're cooking up burgers, but these aren't your mama's burgers, okay? We're sharing the must-have recipe with you next.
We are celebrating National Burger Day, and here to help us get our grill on is Chef Nyesha Arrington. Welcome to Daily Pop.
Yes. Thank you.
Just in time for Memorial Day weekend.
So happy to be here.
Just in time for my hangover.
I mean, a good burger always cures a hangover.
It's the best hangover cure. And you guys,
for sure.
So I grew up in Texas. Yes. I love a good, juicy, delicious burger. But honestly, I've made some, and I've also had to choke down some real dry ones. We do not want that at our barbecue.
1,000%
So how do we avoid that?
Lots of fat. So actually, I use a little bit of oil and also a little bit of butter.
Okay. You are ready.
Yes. So we have our butter on standby.
Okay.
We're going to make sure our pans are hot.
They are.
Okay,
they
great.
Smoking.
Okay. Gloves, safety first.
Yes.
So what we do is create the patty, right? And to create a delicious patty, you want to season the meat all the way through. So I put a little bit of salt inside the meat.
Okay.
That's the most important part is the seasoning, honey.
Well, I like a salty burger,
same.
So I just did extra salt.
Same.
Okay, a little pepper.
Yeah, seasoning all the way through is super important.
Okay.
And then you just kind of like crumble the meat to mix it up.
Oh, I don't like mixing up ground beef.
You are so brave getting in there.
Y'all, just get in there.
He's
just
like, I don't
get in there. Just come on.
And
it's
then you
so
take
good.
About a 3-ounce patty. So kind of like.
Like a little ball?
Yeah, like a little ball, like larger than a golf ball.
Got it. By the way, if you guys are following along
less.
At home, we have the QR code that is linked to a recipe so you can make these juicy burgers all weekend long. Okay, got it.
Liliana, you're like a pro. So here we go. This is the most important part for a burger. You want to smack it against your hand. And what that's going to do is release the air out of the burger.
I've never done this.
Yeah, it smooths it out, and it kind of, like, gets that fat emulsified.
Oh,
and
yes.
And it pushes all the air out.
I love Dustin, you're doing so... I'm so proud of you for handling
you guys,
that meat.
If I told you, handling ground beef is the worst thing. I don't like it.
Oh, no. Okay.
I can hear the cow.
So let's put a little bit of butter in our pan, and then we're going to drop the patty in.
Do we wait till the butter's melted?
No, you can just throw it in.
Ooh,
and then you want the patty pretty thin, like smash burger style.
Smash burger. And I don't like a super thick patty.
Same.
Yeah.
I like a thick patty.
Yeah.
Yes, patty.
Okay. Patty's in.
Great. And then let's drop in another because I like two thinner patties as opposed to one thick one.
Oh.
I like a thick one.
Like a double.
Because then you get the crust, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So smashing the air out.
Smashing the air out.
Right?
I love this
Caramelization.
Style.
Same. Yeah, it makes a nice, dense meat.
Throw it in there.
Toss it in gently.
Is that Korean food?
It is an Italian thing,
it's
actually.
An Italian.
Yeah, when you make, like,
meatballs. Because we never learned this in the hood.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, once they're cooking, my first one, when is the perfect time to flip my burger?
That's a good question.
Great question.
Thank
so,
you.
For those, yes, watching. So what you do is look around the outsides, and then it'll start to caramelize.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So
I see that
we're looking
happening.
Good.
We're looking good?
Yes. The most important part, I think, for a delicious burger, I mean, it's all most important parts, but a great bun. So a potato bun is really, really delicious. So we have our potato bun here. We also have a delicious sauce called an Isoon sauce, which will be available this summer just in time for grilling season.
And I pre-tasted it, and it's unbelievable.
You did.
It's next level.
Thank you.
Now, I have a question. How do you make the perfect sauce? Because I know you grew up in a mixed-race house. You're bringing in different cooks, different flavors and textures. So how does that influence your cooking style?
Oh, my gosh. Great question. I thank you for asking.
Of course.
So I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, and my grandmother is a Korean immigrant. My father's side is from Mississippi, both Angelenos.
Yes.
Past Christian Mississippi. And, you know, I just grew up with a lot of different flavors and celebrating the terroir of L.A., which is a mixing pot, a multicultural
cultural. So this sauce is inspired by her. She's taught me how to cook when I was really young. Yes. And so it's just like perfect to put on, you know, vegetables and meat and
you can just put on anything, right?
No, totally. Now I am one person who likes a simple burger, and it looks like you like the same thing.
Yes.
So what are we gonna dress our burger with today?
Great question. So we're going to dress it with a Japanese mayo. Which is called QP. It's like spelled with a K. Okay. You can get it at your local like market, Asian market.
So am I using this like instead of my like mayo mustard?
Yeah. I just love the richness of the
I like a little extra, so I'm just gonna go for it here.
Same.
Yep, same. I'm eating for two, so let's just do a double in here.
Okay. Yeah, definitely get both sides.
But man. You guys have got to try this.
Okay, what's next?
It's the sauce. So now what we're going to do is flip our burger, and we put the onions on top of the burger.
Okay, so and then, let's just pretend we're further along. Onions right on top of the burger. Do I melt the cheese on top of the burger in the pan, or do I put it on my bread?
Exactly, on top of the onions in the pan.
There we go. Look at that. It's melting. It's delicious, and you will never have dry burgers again,
people. Ice and sauce.
There is no excuse. There we go.
I'm speechless, everybody.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you
for saving my Memorial Day barbecue.
Absolutely.
And you guys, make sure you check out Nyesha, the Happy Mouth podcast. And next, you can actually see her on Fox's brand new cooking show competition. It is called Next Level Chef. Justin, how's the burger?
Give her the award already.
I know.
Give her the award.
I'm just cooking mine. All right, guys. Up next, a father and son come full circle. The touching tribute you won't want to miss.
Yes.
Are you serious?
These look good.
I'm gonna dip more in the sauce.
Oh yes. Fresh.
Y'all,
fresh.
This is ridiculous.
Today we're celebrating director Chloe Zhao. Chloe shot into the spotlight this year with Nomadland, making history as the first Asian woman to win the Academy Award for Best Director.
This is for anyone who has the faith and the courage to hold on to the goodness in themselves and to hold on to the goodness in each other, no matter how difficult it is to do that.
Now, Chloe is taking on her next big challenge, Eternals, starring Angelina Jolie.
We have helped them progress. And seen them accomplish wonders.
She's a special director. You know, she's a really interesting woman. She's very thoughtful, very serious about her work. And I think she's bringing a new voice through her films and I think to Marvel. So I'm very excited.
I love what I do, and if this means more people like me get to live their dreams and do what they love to do, I think it's really great.
Shout out to Chloe for breaking barriers. I mean, this woman is having a moment right now, and I feel like she is here to stay.
For sure, no question.
Mm-hmm. And Nyesha, girl, that burger, let me just let you know.
We are ready to fight each other.
We are ready to fight each other for that burger.
That was
delicious.
It is
so good. Well, June is almost here, and we're feeling good about it. So let's just have some Feel Good Friday, everybody.
Yeah.
Starting with this incoming college freshman who posted this tribute to his dad on Twitter, writing, from the first day of kindergarten to college move-in. Thank you, Dad.
Oh,
amazing.
That. I'm gonna cry.
Mona, was that day hard for you when you took?
Oh, I cried like a baby.
Oh no, on both of them.
Well, she hasn't left yet. Oh. So this is her last year in high school. But yeah, with my son, I was like, no. And then he went to Morehouse and they do this thing where it's like, you know, hand over the package to your child and you do, and they're like, that is the last thing you will ever do for them. From this moment, I was like, give me that package.
My son is not going here.
You're like, not mama's son.
It was very traumatizing. But yes, now he all grown up. He got girlfriends and stuff.
And she bitter about it. She mad.
I'm mad.
A Hawaiian influencer just showed us why skateboard pole dancing will never be an Olympic sport.
Did she come back in frame?
And looking like the pole did something.
Yes!
Like,
mad at the manufacturer of the pole.
Yeah.
Oh, like the dog literally was like,
the dog
save
wanted
yourself.
No,
the dog was like, save yourself.
You are not gonna embarrass me. the ground.
He's out.
Not today. Speaking of, Mona, thank you so much. You did not embarrass us this week.
I had so much fun. Thank you so much for having me.
We love you guys.
Bye. Happy holiday.